The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Ricardo and Jeanette Sanchez had their world shaken when their 9-year-old son broke his neck diving into the shallow end of a pool. They were told to expect the worst.
And so within 15 minutes, Life Flight had him on the helicopter. And, you know, I just remember putting him on the helicopter and him saying, "Mommy, don't leave me."
Our God is faithful.
It is an honor for us to share this time with you. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I prayed a lot for Christopher Reeve when he broke his neck. Now, it's pretty tough when Superman breaks his neck and he's paralyzed. And he really went to bat for people who are battling. We've got a guest whose son had the same break Christopher Reeve had. 3 vertebrae broken. I mean, tragic. This is total paralysis. But this miracle that occurred, this young man is gloriously, perfectly healthy. His mom and dad, Jeanette and Ricardo Sanchez, are here with us. He's a musician. They're a beautiful couple. They have 3 sons and this miracle son. Would you say welcome to Life Today to Ricardo and to Jeanette?
Thank you. Thank you.
The book is titled, It's Not Over. You have a CD that's that title. You're going to sing a song with that title. We're going to know what it means. Now, I want you to tell us, because I know you are headed to basically an emphasis on the National Day of Prayer.
Yep.
And you were at the airport, or maybe you were even already on the plane. Tell us what happened.
Jeanette had, it's a tradition, she'll take me to the airport in Atlanta. And we had dropped the boys off at a friend's house to go swimming, 2 of our sons. And she drops me off, and ironically, I was headed to go be a part of the National Day of Prayer in Jacksonville, Florida. So that, you know, Hartsfield-Jackson to Jacksonville Airport is about, what, an hour and a half flight. As my plane starts coming down, my phone's bombarded with 911 emergency text saying, get home, from my pastor, from my friends, from Jeanette. And I immediately called Jeanette, you know, no weirdness going on in our ministry, not, just doing what God told us to do, just minding our own business. And I call my wife, and she's screaming frantically on the phone. They took him, she's yelling. Help me, where are you? And it wasn't this, she's annoyed, it was a gut-wrenching cry. I'm surrounded by complete strangers on an airplane. I said, baby, who did they take and where did they take him? And she said, Josiah, our middle son, dove into the shallow end of a friend's pool and broke his neck.
How old was he?
Josiah was 9 years old when this had happened. And we, ironically, had just, again, gotten back from Central California, watching the SEALs in San Luis Obispo dive in. And so I can only imagine that's what he was thinking, is being the first one, the fireball of the boys. And James and Betty, I'm surrounded by strangers. There's no B3 organ. There's no choir to sing in a miracle. It's just me and God. And I get my gig bag, my guitar off the plane, and just fell to my knees. And Jeanette was, again, frantic. And she had a different position. She was with our son. She actually, you know, took him to urgent care and heard the paramedics tell the story.
Could you tell when it happened, and by looking at him, something bad had happened, or not till you got to the hospital?
No, I couldn't. Ironically, you know, for any parent, I think everyone could relate. You never want to get that phone call that, you know, your heart just hits the floor. And his plane had just taken off, and we've never really had any accidents, not even any broken bones in our home. And I was driving home after his plane had taken off, and I got a phone call from the parent at the house where he was swimming. And she said, Jeanette, Josiah is not okay. And so You know, obviously you still get emotional when you think about it. And by the time I had gotten there, they had pulled him from the pool, and she said he definitely needs to be seen. But he was able to move his extremities. He was able to move his limbs. And we went straight to urgent care, and within seconds of being in urgent care, they were rushing around. They had called Life Flight. They had him sedated on a board, his neck sustained. They had taken x-rays there, and all the doctor says is if we don't hurry, it's extreme. And so within 15 minutes, Life Flight had him on the helicopter, and, you know, I was not allowed to go onto the helicopter. There were weight limits and balance issues, and, you know, I just remember putting him on the helicopter and him saying, "Mommy, don't leave me." And he's 9 years at the time, and so they took him down to a children's hospital in Atlanta, which was about a 45-minute hour drive. And a friend came and picked me up and rushed me down there. And by the grace of God, we had gotten there maybe within 30 minutes or so and still hadn't heard anything other than when they took him, the paramedics just said, pray. I mean, there's a 1% chance of life in this, and they didn't want to exacerbate any of the fractions while they were on the, you know, traveling via ambulance. So they took him via Life Flight. And so he was in the Jacksonville airport, you know, just kind of waiting to hear a report of what was going to happen.
That's all we had. We just had each other. They say when one door closes and there's not another one open, it's hell in the hallway. And that's what it was. We didn't know what the outcome was going to be. We just, I fell on my knees, James. I surrounded by complete strangers. I exited the airplane, passed the ticket counter in Terminal A. And, you know, I'm 6'5", weigh 200, nobody's business, you know what I'm saying? And I threw my hands over my head, and, you know, it wasn't scripture. I wish I could say that I got everybody born again and I raised $1 million. It was ugly. It was being God. And because I wasn't praying for somebody else's boy. It was my son. And as I cried out to God, I just remember people walking by me and making fun of the weird guy on the floor. But I tell you, I wasn't going to leave until a miracle happened. And we didn't know if one was going to. And over 4 hours, we laid there and just begged God, you know. And I didn't remember any sermon, but I tell you, if there was a rope of hope for me, it was a song that we had written that says it's not over and it's not finished. It's not ending. It's only the beginning, because when God is in it, all things are new. And we laid there, and we got a phone call from a doctor that we had never met before that said, I've got your doctor and your wife on the other line, and want you to know that I just met your mother-in-law in Central California. We heard what happened. I called your doctor, spoke with them, and we're not sure what you're doing, but keep doing it, because your son is going to be okay. Wow. Your son's going to be fine. Mm. Amen.
Mm. Your son is going to walk. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, as a parent, nothing just takes the wind out of you, you know? Mm. And we sat there and not knowing what was going to happen, and our miracle showed up. And there's plenty of people out there who their miracle hasn't showed up. But I believe that Josiah is a testimony to those who are still in the hallway, to those who have gone and who have been fighting a fight, that you know what? We are going to see them forever in heaven. We are going to see them forever. I have a testimony, parents, family members, of how God is sustaining them through a season of pain. And I just remember laying on the floor and thinking of the why factor. So many people are in a valley called why. Why did this happen to me? And the way that I envisioned it was literally the letter Y, capital letter. There's a valley. It takes no effort to fall into a valley. Somebody can push you into a valley. Remember what you were before you met the Lord. Remember what you did to me in the past. And, you know, you can fall into a valley. You can get pushed into a valley. It takes no effort. But it takes unique muscles to crawl out of a valley. It takes discipline, intent, and focus. And if you're not careful, you could spend 5, 10, 15, 20 years stuck into a valley. And not just a good opportunity, but a God opportunity could walk by you. And you just don't want to get hurt again. You just don't want to take the risk again. So you're stuck living in a valley. And as I was laying on the floor, and as we wrote this book, I suddenly realized one of the things that helped us through our valley One of the things that helped us through this "it's not over" moment was picturing the arms of the Y and those who are struggling in the "it's not over" season, is picturing the arms of the Y extended in worship. And I tell you, what I've realized in this season, that if my worship doesn't change my situation, my worship will surely change me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much what happens to you that defines who you are. I believe it's how you respond to what happens to you that will ultimately define who you are. There's some people who could be watching this morning that are in a valley because they had an abortion or they've had a divorce. But I tell you, no longer do they have to be known as the one who had the abortion or the one who had the divorce. But I believe through pursuing God that they could be the one who overcame the abortion, the one who overcame having a divorce, and ultimately see God victorious in their situation.
The beautiful thing that we can know is because if we live very long, everyone's going to experience that valley at one time in some way, that pain, that loss, that heartache, whatever.
Right.
But knowing that God is right in the center of us.
That's so good.
And He will never leave us.
Yes.
Never leave
us. And that's what we have felt as we walked through this journey of the loss of our youngest daughter over a year ago, that God has never left us. Mm. And we know Him like we've never known Him before.
So good.
If we allow God.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So you experienced a healing miracle. But people like Betty and James and you, wherever you are, may see this. This is the miracle we all pray for, long for, hope for. But there's also the miracle of the impartation of grace, worthy of our praise, that He is sufficient.
So good.
Though the mystery remain, then He's still.
He's still there.
He's still there.
So good.
We don't get all the answers. You wrote a song.
Yes, sir.
It's the title of the book. And by the way, this is in the bookstores. And it's a great story of grace, what God will do. Would you like to hear Him sing this song that has this message? Would you do that for us?
Just before dawn, this might be the hardest season you've experienced. I know it hurts, it won't be too long. You're closer than you think you are, you're closer than you've been before. So look to the sky. It's not over, it's not finished, it's not ending, it's only the beginning. When God is in there, all things are new. Ooh, ooh, all things are new. Passed away, all things are new, oh, new, all things are new, 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 oh, 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 oh. It's not over, no, no. When God is in it, turning around, seasons are changing, everything is different now. Here comes the sun, piercing the clouds. Oh, you're closer than you think you are, you're closer than you've been before. Just look to the sky, help is on the way. God is faithful. It's not over. It's not finished. No, it's not ending. It's not. It's only the beginning. Not over.
praise. Amen.
Here goes that. Sit down right here a minute, buddy. How you doing? Man, you're looking good. Now, I want to say something to you because you're seeing a miracle. But now, just come right in here on me and Betty together. We lost our daughter. We watched her middle son and her youngest daughter graduate, bring roses to grandmother instead of mother. It's not over. Robin's more alive than she's ever been, but here's the thing I want you to hear. When we think of Robin, all we see is life. All we see is Jesus. We only have precious memories of a little girl who grew up to be a mother, incredible wife, incredible example, and all she left is a legacy of life. Betty and I draw on that. I don't know where you are, but we praise Him. And believe me, we feel what you feel. Whatever's going on, you say, I can't have what they just showed us. Yes, we do. We can. Maybe not in exactly the same way, but we have a miracle-working God, and He loves us, and He lifts us up. And for all of you who prayed for us and pray for one another, listen, you just got to know how special you are. Just say to God right now, God, I praise You for being great.
Thank You, Lord.
I praise You, though the mystery remains. Even though there's pain, I praise You. Now, Lord God, let me reveal You. Let me share You. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Would you say thanks to God and to this family again just for sharing their testimony? I would be more than happy to send you the book. It's not over. It is in the bookstores. You can go online and get it. But if you'll do something with us, if you would help us give these beautiful shoes for Christmas, we raised the funds way ahead of time to give 200,000 children a Christmas gift they'd never expect. The missionaries say you have no idea what it does. I want you to listen to one of our friends. Pour out the heart of God. Listen to her real close, and then just see if you wouldn't like to bless children. It's such a simple thing. Listen closely.
Something that we take so for granted is wearing a pair of shoes every day. I don't think any one of us watching this right now is without a pair of shoes, but the reality is that there are hundreds of children around me at this moment that have no shoes. And I love Life Outreach for so many reasons, not just Water for Life or Rescue for Life or the food programs, but even bringing shoes to little ones. Listen, without it, they are in danger every single day. The simple things that we think about, like even just cutting your feet, walking in water that is diseased and full of bacteria, getting into a cut, I mean, they could literally lose their life. What a privilege we have to bring them a pair of shoes. Every one of these little ones is going to get a pair of shoes today. What I love is that this simple pair of shoes has become a treasure to this little girl. I love that she's holding on to it like it's the greatest gift she's ever been given. And it costs very little. For a little amount of money, we can produce thousands of shoes that could change a life, one child at a time, starting with her.
Boy, Tammy, I love you. Love Jesus in you. Most of you know, maybe here in the audience and at home, that she lost her husband, who was a great swimmer, and he drowned. And she's just become a great missionary, You see, aren't those children beautiful, Betty?
They really are. And, you know, James, as I watch, and we've been there, we've passed out the shoes, and how precious and beautiful the children are. And they're so grateful because it may be the only gift they've ever gotten of any kind, but they're so grateful, and they do hold their gift close to their heart like that. But I think of them, and then I think, you know, our oldest daughter, when she was very small, she loved her shoes. She had more than one pair, though, to protect her feet. But that was, she loved them. She slept in her shoes. But they were so precious to her. But these shoes for these children mean so much more, even though they may not realize it, because they walk around on all the kind of disease that's on the ground that gets in their feet and their cuts, and it can eventually kill them and destroy them. And the fact that these shoes, yes, are a beautiful little gift to them, but they mean so much more. They can mean life to them. So I hope you will join us, and let's give a gift of love and life to these children.
Yeah, and I can go ahead and tell all of you that our daughter Rhonda never saw a pair of shoes she didn't want to buy. She is a shoe shopper to this day. And you know what's really interesting is it was her husband who really likes for his wife to be able to buy shoes, that he has such a heart for missions that he designed and helped us have the little Christmas shoes to hang as an ornament to just remind you to pray for the children, that they would have peace on their feet, not just shoes, but peace. And we're giving away this one for any gift. It's $3.60 to buy a pair of shoes. $36 will give 10 children shoes. And a gift of $144 will give 40 children shoes. If you make a gift of $100 or more, we've got all four, including the one this year that we have offered over the years for you just to decorate your tree. And any angle people come at your tree, they can see a shoe. And it'll remind them to love the little children of the world. So what I want to ask you to do, we try to say thank you in a way that it's meaningful. But would you bless children and missionaries by dialing the number there on the screen and say, you know what? I think I'll just give $1,000 to help you the shoes, but I think I'll also help you pay for those smiles. For the little children with cleft palates that never been able to see their face and like what they see, we're going to give them a smile. And we're going to give shoes. And, you know, $36, I think most all of you could afford to do that. Would you do that and put it on your bank card or go to lifetoday.org online and put it on and say, here's the gift. But if there's any way you could give 40 children shoes, $144 will do that. There's a level at which all of us can participate. Would you make that love call right now? And would you show people what Christmas is really all about? It's the life and love of God shed abroad in our hearts through the great gift of Jesus. Please make that call today or go online. Thank you for doing it.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes, and while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 200,000 children around the world, just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pair. And a gift of $144 will help provide 40 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. With your gift of any amount, be sure to request this beautifully crafted red antique shoe ornament, a treasure to place on your tree each holiday season. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request a special boxed set of Life's Christmas shoe ornaments from past years. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request our commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, Betty and I say thanks from the bottom of our heart, and we just praise God for the miracle that you've heard about and the miracle that God sheds abroad in our heart through the grace that we just praise Him for. If you'd like to have the book, this story, we'd happily send it to you if you'd just help us share shoes. We want so much to be a blessing to you. And we want to praise God and thank Him for what He did for the Sanchez family, for their son Josiah. Would you say thank you, God, and thank you to Jeanette and Carlos? We love you, sir. Bless you. Thank all of you so much. Thanks for being friends for life and sharing life.
He was there to kill me.
Duck Dynasty's Alan Robertson and author Kyle Idleman, tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.